politicians urge to stop politicizing summoning of Archbishop Banda. Zambia to host ministerial meeting on DRC security situation. In global news, Trump claims Venezuela's Maduro captured after attacks. Good afternoon and welcome to the Phoenix FM main news. My name is Constance Mwezina Mwinga. The Civil Society Alliance on Legal Reforms has appealed to politicians to refrain from misleading the public over the summoning of Lusaka Archbishop Alec Banda by the Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC. Organization Executive Director John Legimo tells Phoenix News that Archbishop Banda, like any other citizen, is not immune to investigations by law enforcement agencies, stressing that no one is above the law. Mr. Legimo has expressed concern that some politicians have chosen to politicize the matter, adding that even the Republican vice president can be summoned if a complaint is lodged against them. He states that DEC's decision to summon Archbishop Banda is meant to give him an opportunity to be heard and to clear his name of any corruption allegations.
Any citizen of this country, including the vice president, regardless of whatever position somebody has, is not immune. Stop misleading the masses by politicizing everything. Let us stop politicizing the calling. I'm not even going to call it summoning. The request by the law enforcement agencies to have a discussion, a verification discussion with Mr. Alec Banda.
Meanwhile, People's Party presidential aspirant Dr. Sebastian Kopulande has described the summoning of Archbishop Banda as troubling and damaging to Zambia's democratic and constitutional culture. Dr. Kopulande believes the action appears to be an act of intimidation targeting the Catholic Church, especially given its vocal stance on governance and social justice issues. He notes the Church's historical contributions to Zambia's national life through education, healthcare, and peace building, warning that subjecting a senior religious leader to coercive state processes without clear explanation risks undermining religious freedom. Dr. Kopulande is concerned that law enforcement institutions are being perceived as tools for political or personal agendas, which could erode public confidence in their independence. He has since called on the DEC to explain the legal basis for the summons and is urging President Hakainde Hichilema to reassure the nation of his government's commitment to church-state cooperation, the rule of law, and freedom of conscience. The Ministry of Defense has announced that Zambia will host a three-day meeting on the deteriorating security situation in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC, from 8th to 10th January 2026 in Livingston. Ministry of Defense Principal Public Relations Officer Paul Shalala says the meeting is being held at the request of the International Conference on the Great Lakes Region, which Zambia has accepted. Mr. Shalala says all 12 ministers of defense and chiefs of defense forces from International Conference on the Great Lakes Region member countries are expected to attend the meeting, and Defense Minister Ambrose Lufuma is expected to chair the meeting. Mr. Shalala says that, like all his predecessors, President Hakainde Hichilema wants to contribute to finding lasting peace in the DRC, a country which Zambia shares a large border with.
This meeting will look at the deteriorating situation in the DRC, especially the eastern part, where rebels are very active, and in the past few weeks, they've been capturing a number of towns. Our Minister of Defense, Honorable Ambrose Luigi Rufuma MP, is going to host this meeting, and it will be in three parts. We will also have a session where the chiefs of defense forces, which in this case are commanders of the armed forces from the member countries of the International Conference on the Great Lakes Region, are also going to meet and find ways of finding lasting peace in the DRC. You know that Zambia has been an active participant in finding peace in the Democratic Republic of Congo since time immemorial. You remember that in 1999, Zambia hosted peace talks in the DRC, which led to the Lusaka Accords, which actually called for a ceasefire in the DRC. and President Hakainde Hichilema, who is also Commander-in-Chief of the Zambia Defense Force, is just following the legacy of his predecessors.
The National Union of Mine and Allied Workers, NUMAL, is reminding mining companies to prioritize safety and environmental concerns as they engage in collective bargaining with employers. NUMAL President Sosi Mujika notes that 2025 saw numerous mine accidents and environmental pollution, highlighting weaknesses in waste and tailings management that put communities at risk. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Simujika notes that ambitious copper production targets should not come at the expense of human life or environmental degradation. He has challenged mine owners to prioritize environmental protection and operate within the law, further calling on government to strengthen monetary and enforcement mechanisms to curb environmental crimes in 2026. His concerns come as mine unions meet with different employers to bargain for improved conditions of service on behalf of their members.
What we want to achieve as we are engaging these mining houses is to make sure that where these people are working from, it is made safe before they indulge. Also, the issue of pollution should be taken seriously with the seriousness it deserves in terms of laws that govern the people that are managing those issues must actually be strong enough to address those issues seriously. Look at what happened in the middle of 2025 where we had that heavy pollution. So what we are saying is that their working conditions must be made clear so that we don't have somebody going for work and then you hear he has died or you hear he has lost his leg. That's not what we want. We want health workers.
In more news, a 25-year-old woman of mine area in Kalulushi on the Copper Belt has been raped by two men at Kalulushi Cemetery. Copper Belt Police Commanding Officer Mwala Yuyi has confirmed the incident, which occurred yesterday around 0030 hours at Kalulushi Cemetery, and has identified the victim as Grace Mwenya. Mr. Yuyi says brief facts of the matter are that the complainant on December 1st, 2026 at 16 hours went to Zebra Complex where she was drinking beer alone until the following day after midnight when she decided to go home, but on her way she saw a vehicle heading towards Kalulushi main bus station, which she stopped. He says in a statement that when the victim reached the car, she found three men she said she can identify and got into the vehicle. In a statement, Mr. Yui says when the vehicle reached the station where the suspect was supposed to drop off from, the driver did not stop and instead proceeded to Kalimba Complex area within Kalulushi, where they all dropped off and started drinking beer. He explains that whilst there, the victim got drunk and was dragged into the nearby bush where the duo took turns in raping her. Mr. Yui says the suspects tore the victim's clothes and left her at the scene where she failed to move as she did not know where to go until very early in the morning when she gained consciousness and discovered that she was at Kalulushi Cemetery. He says the victim later reported the matter at the police where a medical report form was issued and a docket opened, with no arrest being made so far. We Are One Zambia Alliance WOZA chairperson Sakwiba Sikota has challenged President Hakainde Hichilema to inform Zambians about the tangible investments that have been actualized from the numerous international trips he has undertaken since assuming office in 2021, with the most recent being his visit to Scotland. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Sikota has also urged President Hichilema to make public his day-to-day itinerary during the foreign trips, stating that transparency is important in fostering public trust. Mr. Sikota, who is also United Liberal Party president, says it is important for the head of state to fully account for his international travels and to clearly demonstrate the value these trips have delivered to the Zambian people as his current term in office approaches its end. He has emphasized that the trips are funded by taxpayers' money and that as such, Zambians deserve a detailed explanation of the benefits derived from each trip during his nearly 5 years in office, adding that accountability and openness in the use of public resources are key pillars of democratic governance, which